Cause you're a sky, cause you're a sky full of stars. This is the AAA podcast for September 2017. Apologies for the lateness and brevity of this podcast. We've spent the last few weeks in America, principally to see the solar eclipse, and we were lucky enough to observe the event in perfect conditions. On returning home, however, we are finding it difficult to shake off the jet lag. September brings us the autumnal equinox. On September the 22nd, the sun will cross the celestial equator on its way south. The sun's position relative to that of the earth will result in 12 hours with the sun above the horizon and 12 hours with it below. From then on, residents of the northern hemisphere will have shorter days than nights, a situation that will continue until the spring or vernal equinox next March. The longer darker nights will make astronomical observations easier. Observing the planets this month, Saturn and Jupiter are now past their best, but are being replaced by the ice giants Uranus and Neptune. Uranus is situated in Pisces. It is low on the southern horizon and can be seen with binoculars. To find it, locate the Great Square of Pegasus. Use the bottom two stars of the square as pointers. Follow an imaginary line from the bottom right star to the bottom left and continue on for approximately 1.5 times the distance so far travelled, and you will be in the vicinity of Uranus. Binoculars will show it as being star-like, but a telescope will show a small blue-green disk. Neptune reaches opposition on the 5th of September. Neptune, being further away and fainter than Uranus, will need at least a large pair of binoculars to view. Again, using the Great Square of Pegasus, locate the right-hand pair of stars of the square. Draw an imaginary line from the top star to the bottom and continue on for twice this distance. You will now be in the vicinity of Neptune, which will be easy to see through a small telescope, appearing as a very small bluish disk. As I'm not at my best in the mornings, I tend not to be up to date with what is happening in the sky before dawn. However, around the 15th to the 18th of September, the planet Mercury will be visible shortly before dawn at approximately 6 a.m. British Summer Time. It will be approximately 15 degrees high and will be in close proximity to the fainter planet Mars. On September the 17th, the Mercury-Mars pairing will be in line with a thin crescent moon, above which will be the star Regulus. Higher, but in the same line, will be the planet Venus. Given clear skies, this configuration should be very photogenic. But remember to take great care when using any optical instrument, including cameras, anywhere near the rising sun. Permanent damage can occur extremely rapidly if you inadvertently feed unfiltered or inappropriately filtered sunlight into your eye. The zodiac constellations Sagittarius and Scorpius are finishing their summer display along the southern horizon this month, and are being replaced by the less distinct zodiac patterns of Capricornus, Aquarius, Pisces and Aries, which are currently low in the sky between the southern and eastern horizons. It is worth trying to identify these using a good star map so you can recognise them and can improve your ability to navigate this part of the heavens. Following the zodiac around, you will soon be able to see Taurus, easy to recognise partly because it is heralded by the Pleiades, the Seven Sisters star cluster, which reminds us that winter is not too far away.